Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a call and response riff for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. In this one, we're not trying to write a giant vocal lead that dominates the track. We're doing something sharper, tighter, and way more DJ friendly. A short vocal idea that acts like part of the rhythm section. Think of it like the vocal is talking to the drums and bass, and the track is answering back. That back and forth is what gives old school DNB so much life. The big idea here is contrast. In drum and bass, especially jungle-flavored styles, you do not need constant density. In fact, the groove usually hits harder when one element steps back and another steps forward. So we're going to build a small, aggressive vocal hook that feels like a percussive lead. One phrase will be the call, the other will be the response. The call stays more dry and upfront. The response gets darker, wider, lower, or more affected. That contrast creates the conversation. Start by choosing a vocal sample with attitude, a spoken phrase, a chant, a rave vocal, a short word with a strong consonant. All of that works really well. For this style, shorter is often better. You want something that cuts through breakbeats, so pay attention to hard consonants like T, K, P, and S. Those little edges help the vocal punch through a busy drum loop. Open the sample in clip view and trim it tightly. You want it to feel almost like a drum hit, not a long sun line. Turn warp on, and choose the mode based on the source. Complex Pro is good for fuller vocal phrases. Repitch is great if you want that old school pitch shift flavor. Beats works nicely if the vocal is chopped and rhythmic. At this stage, make two versions of the idea. One will be your call phrase, the other will be your response phrase. The response can be lower, more filtered, or more delayed. Now build the groove around the drums first. That's an important move. Don't force the vocal to carry the whole track. Put it against a proper DNB foundation. Whether that's an amen style break, a layered kick and snare pattern, or a cleaner roller drum loop. If you're using a break, slice it up in Simpler or Drum Rack and program a few ghost notes by hand. Those tiny extra hits create motion and leave little pockets where the vocal can answer the drums instead of fighting them. A really solid starting point is a 4-bar loop. Let the vocal call land on beat 1, or maybe on the end of 2. Then let the response come in a little later, maybe after a snare or just before the next kick. The drums can ask the question, and the vocal can answer it. That simple rhythm is super effective in DNB, because the genre lives on syncopation and tension. Next, process the call like it matters, because it does. Put EQ8 on the vocal and clean it up. High-pass it somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz so it stays out of the kick and sub. If it sounds boxy, pull down a bit in the 250 to 500 Hz range. If it's too harsh, tame a little around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Then add a compressor or glue compressor to keep it controlled and punchy. A moderate attack lets the consonants pop, and a short release helps it bounce with the groove. After that, add saturator. This is where the vocal starts living in the same rough-edged world as the breaks. A few decibels of drive can make a huge difference. Keep soft clip-on, and level match the output so you are hearing character, not just extra volume. You want the vocal to feel a bit rude, but still clear. Now build the response. This is where the conversation really comes alive. Duplicate the track or duplicate the clip, and make the second phrase feel like it comes from a different space. Use auto filter to darken it. A low pass around 2.5 to 6 kHz can push it back in the mix. A band pass can give it that lo-fi, radio, or telephone-style flavor. Then add echo with a short rhythmic delay, something like an eighth note, dotted eighth, or quarter note depending on the groove. Keep the feedback moderate and the mix low enough that it supports the phrase instead of drowning it. If you want the response to feel even more ghostly, pitch it down a little. Even a shift of -3 to -7 semitones can make it feel heavier and more menacing. If you want that deeper sample jungle vibe, going an octave down can work too, especially if you keep it tucked under the main line. The key is that the response should feel like a different answer, not just a copy of the call. Now let's make it more rhythmic. If you really want the vocal to feel like part of the breakbeat language, chop it further. You can do this in Simpler or by slicing the audio into a drum rack. Break the phrase into pieces. A strong attack, a vowel chunk, and a tail or breath. Then retrigger those pieces so they accent the beat in a more percussive way. Put the call on beat 1, drop a quick answer on the end of 2, then maybe bring in a tail on the last part of the bar. The more the vocal behaves like a rhythmic instrument, the more naturally it will sit in the track. This is also where you should think about groove. Jungle and old school DNB sound better when not every slice is perfectly rigid. Leave a little human push and pull in the timing. A few elements sitting slightly behind the beat can make the whole loop breathe. If the part needs more swing, use the groove pool with a light groove from the drum loop. That can glue the vocal and drums together really nicely. Now let's talk about bass, because this is where many loops go wrong. The bass should answer the vocal, not crush it. In D&B, phrasing matters. Build your bass so it leaves gaps. Use a clean mono sub on its own track, and keep it centered with utility. Then add a mid bass or res on another layer if you need more character. Arrange the bass so it comes in around the spaces between the vocal hits. Let the vocal own one half of the bar, then let the bass reply in the other half. On the next bar, you can flip that around for variation. If the bass needs more attitude, use a bit of saturator or drum bus. Keep it subtle. A little drive can help it hold its ground in a dense mix, but too much can smear the low end and fight the vocal. The point is not to fill every gap. The point is to make the vocal and bass sound like they're part of the same conversation. Once the loop feels good, start automating movement. This is where a small riff becomes an actual hook. Over 4 or 8 bars, you can slowly open the auto filter cutoff, increase the echo send on the response, or bring in a little more saturator drive later in the loop. You can also widen the response slightly while keeping the call narrower and more centered. That stereo contrast is a really nice trick in darker D&B. Wide response, centered sub, always. A strong structure for this kind of drop might be something like this. The first 2 bars are more dry and upfront. The next 2 bars give the response a little more echo and filter movement. Then you strip the call down a bit and let the drums breathe. By the end of the 8 bars, you can bring in a fill, a chopped variation, or a riser to push into the next section. That keeps the loop evolving instead of just repeating. Because we want this to be DJ-friendly, don't expose the full hook too early. Build a proper intro and outro, a 16-bar intro with drums, atmosphere, and maybe the filtered vocal tease is a great starting point. Then a short pre-drop section, and hint at the call with a narrow filter or a reverse tail. When the drop hits, the full call and response section comes in with impact. At the end, strip it back again for a clean outro so a DJ can mix out smoothly. That DJ-friendly structure matters a lot. If the intro is too busy, it becomes hard to mix. If the outro is too crowded, it loses utility in a set. So keep the hook focused and use the vocal as texture in the intro and outro rather than blasting the full phrase the whole time. A little hint goes a long way. For the mix, group your vocal tracks together on a vocal bus. Clean them up with EQ8, control them with compression, and add a touch of saturator or even hybrid reverb if you want a controlled room or plate. On the drum bus can add a little punch and glue without overprocessing. Just keep an eye on the low end. You want the track to sound dirty and energetic, but still clear. Always do a mono check. That's especially important in jungle and D&B, where the sub and break layers need to stay solid. Use utility to check the width. Make sure the sub stays centered, and watch that the vocal reverb is not washing over the kick and snare. Leave yourself some headroom too. During production, keeping the master around -6 dB peak is a good habit. A few common mistakes to avoid: making the vocal too long, stacking too much bass under it, drowning the call in reverb, or overquantizing the rhythm so everything feels stiff. Also, be careful with distortion. Saturation is great, but if you push it too hard without level control, the vocal can turn to mush. In this style, a rough edge is good. A blurry mess is not. If you want to push it darker, try layering a whispered or lower octave response under the main vocal. Keep it subtle and high-pass it so it adds menace without adding mud. You can also resample the processed vocal, slice the rendered audio, and build a new variation from that bounce. That resampling workflow is very jungle. It gives you a gritty, built-from-a-machine feeling that works beautifully in this genre. Here's a simple practice challenge. Build a 4-bar loop with 1 call phrase and 1 response phrase. Place the call on bar 1 beat 1, and the response on bar 2 beat 3, or flip that around. Add a solid D&B drum loop, a bass line that stays out of the way of the vocal, and process the call with EQ8 and saturator. Process the response with auto, filter, and echo. Then automate one thing across the loop, like filter cutoff or delay send. Bounce it, listen in mono, and ask yourself one question. Does the vocal feel like part of the rhythm section? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. So to wrap it up, a great D&B call and response riff is all about rhythm, contrast, and space. Keep the vocal short and percussive. Let the drums and bass leave room for it. Use Ableton stock devices to shape the call and response so they feel like different characters in the same conversation. And build the arrangement so DJs can actually use it. That's how you get a vocal hook that feels alive, gritty, and properly old school. Now go make it talk back.